here's a story from The World.
There is some vaccine news to report out of Russia, and it appears to be good news. According to a new study published by The Lancet, a British medical journal, Russia's Sputnik V vaccine is nearly 92% effective against COVID-19, according to interim trial results. Judy Twigg joins me now to talk about what this means. She's a public health expert at Virginia Commonwealth University. And Judy, your specialty area is in fact Russia, Ukraine, and other parts of Eurasia. The Sputnik V vaccine has been used since the summer, so what have we learned from this new study? What does this change?
It doesn't change anything in terms of what we thought about the vaccine. Even though Russia cut quite a few corners in the development and approval process, it was very much an accelerated timeline. They approved the vaccine back in August, really as they were first beginning phase three clinical trials. But the information that they've been informally reporting all the way through is that the vaccine is safe and effective. What we hear today with this peer-reviewed publication from The Lancet confirms what the Russian government and the vaccine developers have been telling us all along, that the vaccine is highly effective and safe.
Back in August, as you'll remember, when Russia first approved the vaccine, there was a lot of skepticism amongst experts about Sputnik. Why was that?
Russia, going back to the Soviet days, has a fairly well-developed history of making exaggerated or premature claims about its scientific achievements, especially in the biomedical sector. So we have had for a couple of decades some claims coming out of Russia that they've developed an HIV/AIDS vaccine, which of course we have yet to see. They made claims about having developed and deployed in the field vaccines for MERS and for Ebola. Those were overstated claims. So when they announced back in mid-August this vaccine for COVID-19, there was something of a current of, well, there they go again, in response to these claims. But as we've gone forward, as we've seen more development of the vaccine through the clinical trial process, it's become clear that this is a solid vaccine. And so I think most people aren't too surprised that we have the good results that we're seeing published in The Lancet today.
So with those results, fairly impressive results, how do you think, Judy, this will affect the global vaccine market?
Where Sputnik is claiming advantage is in its willingness to make licensing and production deals with vaccine manufacturers all over the world. In other words, they're not holding on to proprietary data as some of the other vaccine companies are. And this is clearly a diplomatic, a foreign policy move. This is Russia's efforts to portray itself as friendly to many of the poor and lower middle income countries around the world who have been left on the sidelines in terms of vaccine distribution. This is Russia's effort to move into a vacuum created by vaccine nationalism of the Western countries, to some extent hoarding so much of the available vaccine supply for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that soft power angle of Sputnik V is there for Russia to exploit, I guess. I mean, some countries have already received shipments of Sputnik V from Russia. Argentina had been desperate for vaccine, and some there thought they were settling on Sputnik V. Now they must be pretty elated with this news. Which other countries are next in line, and what will be the considerations for those countries of whether to go with Sputnik V rather than Pfizer, Moderna, or any of the others?
Well, we're up to dozens of countries around the world that have announced deals with Sputnik V from literally every part of the globe. And for many of those countries, the imperatives of the pandemic are going to outweigh any perceived negative implications of dealing with an authoritarian country like Russia. I'm sure there are many countries that would prefer to be dealing with the United States or Western Europe as their suppliers of vaccines. But it's hard to ignore that cost availability calculation when you're desperate in the middle of a pandemic and now you have a scientifically proven alternative source.
Yeah, elaborate a bit more on that, because I'm wondering what the political role in Russia is for the Sputnik V vaccine. Could this be a heroic moment for Putin that'll give him a shine going forward?
He's already tried to make it that. So back on August 11th, when Russia first approved the Sputnik V vaccine, it was with balloons, confetti, celebration. It was a hugely splashy launch, both globally, but especially inside Russia. They had a very slick website for the vaccine ready to go at the moment they announced its approval on August 11th. It was in seven languages, the website, but most importantly, state-controlled media in Russia has been talking about very little other than this vaccine and its first in the world status, the implications of being first in the world with a COVID vaccine for Russia's reemergence as a scientific great power. You know, you asked whether Putin would want to use today's article in the Lancet as, you know, sort of a political win. He's already been doing that since August. This is very much something that Putin wants to use to reaffirm, to establish the message with the Russian people that his government can reestablish Russia as one of the leading countries in the world.
Judy Twigg, a global public health expert at Virginia Commonwealth University. Thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.